This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Hour number two of the G-Bag Nation countdown to training camp continues. 3 weeks from today, we'll be flying out to Oxnard, California for Cowboys camp. Zach Wolchuk alongside Brian Broaddus, Eric Chiafalo, Lucius Alexander, Carter Freeman, and you, our Turn It On, Leave It On listeners. Appreciate you listening wherever you might be, cruising around the Metroplex, listening on the Odyssey app, or watching us on YouTube and on Twitch. The General Gavin Dawson back next week on vacation in Oregon with the family. But we did get a taste of the first episode of the Giants Hard Knocks off-season edition.
Oh, did you get how much of a taste did you get? Did you consume the whole thing?
I wasn't able to watch the whole thing. Obviously, last night was a challenging night with baby girl. She did not really want to go to sleep.
You said she's been sleeping so well.
She hates the Giants.
She hates the Giants. She does.
You said she's finally gotten accustomed to your bosom.
Yeah, well, when she finally falls asleep, it's good. The issue is, like, at times getting her to sleep. So it was a process last night. And so I wasn't able to consume all of the Hard Knocks episode.
Well, I heard it was extremely boring. But that was from a Raiders fan who texted me.
Okay.
And he might have been in the midst of any type of hard drug.
Yeah, he might have been. And we love you, Raider Joe. We really do. By the way, you can still send us some letters from prison.
So did you get, like, halfway? Damn. Shout out to Raider Joe.
Thanks.
Yo, so did you watch half of it, then go to sleep, or like, well, how did that work?
Yeah, it was.
When people say, like, yeah, I've seen a little bit of it, I never understand what that means.
Like, I'll have to finish the rest of it today.
Okay, you watched half, and then be like, all right, okay, cool.
I was able to finish House of the Dragon, which to me was a little bit more important.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I'll get the clips of Hard Knocks, like what we're about to play now.
Nah, you in your bag, bro. Go ahead.
And House of the Dragon was good.
You in your bag.
So here's a little sample, if you missed it and you didn't watch the whole thing, like myself. They did have a conversation about Saquon Barkley, and this aspect of it is fun. Like the trades, the draft prep, how to maneuver free agency, kind of how the Giants are trying to build their team, especially as a team that plays them twice a year. We hate them. They're in our own division here in the NFC East. Here's Giants exec Tim McDonald on possibly losing Saquon Barkley.
I just think all the teams that need a running back are going to look at Saquon. Do you feel good about eating $3 to $4 million for a fifth round pick? Like, I wouldn't.
I don't know. There's no guarantee we can trade him. So, you know, having the needs that we have in a $12 million, 27-year-old right back.
Trading Saquon is a Hail Mary. And the drama and all that goes with it, we did that last year.
It's 10 years off my life dealing with it. Emotionally was draining. We spent a lot of time on it. But again, I don't want that to be the reason that we don't do what's best for the franchise.
Okay, so to take this step further, we lose Saquon, right? What's our identity going to be on offense now? And what's our plan to? What's the next step of that? I guess it's what I'm thinking. Like, we're losing.
Yeah, well,
a large part of our offense, our explosiveness, our touchdowns. Quarterback, if it's Daniel, depends on the run game.
We got to upgrade the offensive line, and you're paying the guy $40 million. It's not to hand the ball off to a $12 million back. My plan is to address the offensive line at some point here in free agency. We're sitting at 6. There's a chance there's an offensive weapon there. This is the year for Daniel. Plan all along was give him a couple years. Is he our guy for the next 10 years, or do we need to pivot and, you know, find somebody else?
So it's interesting, right? Like, they're having conversations kind of similar like we do on Sports Talk Radio, not to compare. I mean, they're living and dying with this thing. Like, there's jobs on the line here.
Mm-hmm.
But, all right, we're paying our quarterback $40 million. They asked the identity question, which I know you love. Mm-hmm. And it did seem as though their offense, at least the year that they were good and won 10 games with Brian Daboll year one, and they ended up upsetting Minnesota in a playoff game, it did run through Saquon Barkley. And then Daniel Jones ran the ball well himself on the ground, which was actually interesting to watch, besides the turf monster getting him on Thursday Night Football against the Eagles. But they're saying, look, we're paying $40 million for Daniel Jones. We need him to do more than just, hey, we're turning around and our identity's paying the running back now.
Yeah.
Right. So they're looking at, and they do end up drafting Malik Nabers with the 6th overall pick to try and add weapons around him. Now, they're also not giving up clearly there from that soundbite on Daniel Jones. I think we all have. Like, if we were in the Giants front office,
they're going to die on that hill.
They have to.
Yeah, they're going to die on that hill.
They've committed to paying the guy.
Joe is going to die, that staff. You could hear it in their voice.
Yeah.
that they know that they're effed. You know, they really are. I mean, they're like talking, you know, like, oh, what about this? What about what? Can we eat this, eat that? You know, but in reality, he knows that his team, that there's a good chance that he might not be the general manager picking first overall between him and the Patriots, I believe, next year. You know,
you think those are the two worst teams?
I think those
Giants and Patriots.
I think that's going to be the two teams.
Honestly, I wish we had cameras in the office when they made the decision, I guess, last offseason to pay Daniel Jones.
Yeah, that would have been fascinating.
Like, that's the room and the decision in the moment that everything went down.
What I want to know, I would love to see video from that meeting.
Yeah, me too.
That's the one
we're a year late on this.
Where if Tim McDonald's going, well, you know,
are we really about to pay this guy?
Well, damn, Joe.
We're so scared.
What are we thinking about
here? What are we going to do without Daniel Jones?
So here's them talking themselves. Maybe they are. Maybe they're just talking themselves into, okay, this is why Daniel Jones didn't pan out last year.
Yeah, this is hopium.
All the hopium. What are we going to do? How do we end up fixing this? Here's Joe Schein and the rest of the group talking about drafting and what is the plan with Daniel Jones.
And I think you said it, like, last year we were better at every f***ing position on defense. We were better at some positions on offense. And we f***ing won six games. We're going to draft well. We're going to sign good guys.
Yep.
We got a good plan. The reality is, facts.
Yeah.
Three serious injuries in 2 years.
Yep.
We need to protect ourselves. He didn't have much of a chance this year. That's legit. Yeah. Like, your offseason, the four guys, your core guys that we're going to play together played less than 60 snaps together.
Yep.
100%. We got f***ing three practice squad guys playing for us.
Yeah.
Like, nobody could f***ing, like, you could have Pat Mahomes and he can't f***ing win it behind that. Well, I'm not giving up on, like, he's under contract for 3 more years. Just protecting ourselves because best predictor of the future is the past.
Yeah. See, they're trying to
talk. The past ain't that good on your boy.
They've drafted, like, they're talking about drafting. They've drafted offensive linemen.
They have.
They just haven't hit on them.
They've been the complete opposite of what Dallas has done with plug and play first round offensive linemen. They're the one team that has found the offensive lineman that can't play.
Yeah.
They do a great job.
They've thrown money at it. Nate Solder, they've thrown money at this offensive line and tried to, you know, bring guys in and stuff like that.
It leaves the door open, though, honestly, like for this guy Joe Schein, right? He's the general manager. Yeah. He's the one that's dialing it up here, like for afterlife here after the Giants, inevitably when he's no longer there.
Yeah.
He will have opportunities if organizations want to bring a guy in and it's like, "Let me see your, like, for this upcoming draft, let's see your offensive line rankings." And then you can just sort of do the exact opposite.
Yeah.
You know, like there's
it's
the what not to do coach. Yeah. And we talk about this time and time. There's so many different avenues for guys like this, but they're the same for quarterbacks. You know, like I remember when the Panthers brought in Baker Mayfield and it was kind of like to show Matt Corral when they had him, even though he got banged up. It was like, this is the what not to do quarterback. I think they had Sam Darnold there as well. It's like, we got two of these guys. Do the opposite of what these guys do. And you do this when you're hiring a head coach. You bring in a guy and you're like, hey, how do you run your terrible organization so we can make sure we do the exact opposite of everything you say? And for Joe Schein, he might have that opportunity when it comes to offensive linemen in the draft. There's an advisory role for this.
It's been very, very bad. It has. Now, we also had this clip of audio, which was, I mean, very passionate. Our guy Stank, Mark Schlereth. Last year around this time, we had the S-ing in their helmets clip come out about the Cowboys. Like, I'm not buying the Cowboys because I know they're going to S in their helmets like they do every year.
I'm glad. I'm gonna pull that back. Because it applies.
And he ended up being spot on. Well, he's got a different team that he's pointing the finger at now, and it's the Ravens and Lamar Jackson. And here's Stank going off on them.
I do not want to hear from all of you out there that are telling me that Lamar Jackson, well, they don't get him weapons. How many first-round wide receivers do you need to draft? Well, they're not drafting the right one. Well, you're not developing them. Well, how do you develop them? Well, your quarterback has a long way to go in developing wide receivers. So I don't want to hear that bullshit from you anymore. Any of you Baltimore fans, I'm tired of it. They drafted first round talent. They've drafted tight ends in the first round. They've drafted three different wide receivers since 2018 in the first round. I mean, Aaron Rodgers went, 16, 17 years with the Green Bay Packers? They never drafted a guy in the first round, whether it was a tight end or a wide receiver for him. So don't tell me about it. I mean, it's one of those things. Don't tell me about the pain. Show me the baby. Produced in the playoffs.
I get what he's saying. They, like, we've talked about the Giants putting in resources to the offensive line. Mm-hmm. Ravens have been drafting, to his point, receivers and tight ends. And I think Zay Flowers is one they're going to hit on. Rashad Bateman, they didn't. That one didn't work out. They bring in Odell Beckham Jr. last year. Wasn't great. Lamar played two playoff games last year, though, to his point. One was against C.J. Stroud and the Texans. Mm-hmm. And we've given C.J. Stroud his flowers. In that game, C.J. Stroud went 19 of 33 for 175 yards, no touchdowns, no picks, a 49.8 QBR. Lamar Jackson went 16 of 22, 152 yards, two touchdowns, and 94 QBR, also had 100 yards and two touchdowns on the ground. So, obviously, I think we know, like, Lamar is overall just an incredible offensive weapon at the quarterback position that is incredibly difficult to prepare for defenses. Now, in the AFC Championship game, when they went away from running the football and they put the game on Lamar Jackson and his arm, he did not deliver. And they lost 17-10 in that game, and their defense played well enough to beat Kansas City that day. But at least in one of the playoff games last year, Lamar outplayed C.J. Stroud, who is a guy that we're kind of elevating as maybe the next guy to jump into the top five conversation. So, I mean, I understand, hey, maybe we should stop talking about Lamar and the weapons around him, because I think they've done enough. I think they have now, to where that's probably not a conversation we need to have. It's either time for Lamar to and the Ravens to take that next step as an organization, and they finally make a Super Bowl. I think they just blew their best chance to do it last year.
Yeah, I think it's almost a guarantee that they did. I don't put on Lamar that Marquise Brown didn't really work out for them, or Rashad Bateman either.
Right.
And then, like you said, Zay Flowers probably is going to work out here. So, I think it's all fair. Like, we've seen Dak has gone to Tampa and played well in a playoff game, but that is nowhere close to his playoff identity as a quarterback. This one Lamar Jackson solid game against a rookie quarterback at home with 2 weeks to prepare for Lamar and a rookie head coach and clearly the better team on the field, a gauntlet of a season there for the Ravens, what they just had. And you go out there and you throw for 152 yards. You didn't have to do much more than that. But, like, okay, I mean, cool. That's great. And then you put up, what, 7 points versus Kansas City the next week at home? Like, all right. There's so much left to be desired from a postseason standpoint for him and that team.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
Yeah, I think for Dak, it's a similar conversation there, right? Like, we know you're really good in the regular season, Lamar. You got two MVPs. Dak, you were just an MVP runner-up. Now, Lamar's got the AFC Championship game appearance now. That's something Dak's still looking for. But those are definitely two quarterbacks that you're wanting more from come playoff time. Now, we talked Nick Cannon earlier. See, Antonio Cromartie's back in the news.
You're kidding me.
Antonio Cromartie.
No, this is not happening. Don't
it's
tell
not
me
another
he's about
child.
That. Okay,
it's not another child, but
say,
I think he does
goodness.
Need a job.
I thought he's with the Aggies.
He's going to be a coaching intern during training camp with the Jets. So he's going back to the Jets. He said, I'm grateful for the opportunity. I have to do the Bill Walsh internship with the New York Jets for fall camp, ready to learn as much as I can during this time. Thank you, Coach Sala, and your staff for the opportunity. Back to one Jet drive. So maybe this ends up, he was a graduate assistant in Texas A&M with Jimbo. Jimbo's now fired, mm-hmm. So he doesn't have a job there.
Yeah.
So now he's going to go be a coaching intern with the Jets, and maybe he ends up latching on there full time.
You know what? I got to know him pretty well. You know, he was nice. There were a couple times where I think he listened to our station.
Yeah, there were some times that he was always trying to come to the Cowboys.
Yeah, he was always
big Tolo.
He was kind of, yeah, exactly. He was always interacting with me on, hey, yeah, if you ever want me to have on, you know, that kind of super nice guy and stuff. So I'm surprised that somebody hasn't brought somebody like him on. You know, the fact that he's not coaching at Texas Tech, or he's not coaching at Baylor or one of those programs.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of thought that
he went to Florida State, right?
Yeah.
So maybe even like FSU wants to bring
him
back.
Yeah, I mean, just a Deion, somebody like that, you would think that maybe Deion didn't respect him as a player and all.
Yeah.
I just found it every time I had an interaction with him.
Good dude.
He was a good dude. And so, hey, I wish him the best. I really don't have I hope that things work out for him.
We also do have the top five pass catching groups in the entire NFL. According to NFL.com.
Ooh, okay. So this is wide receivers and tight ends.
And tight ends. Because now you got to put the tight ends in there.
This is going to be San Francisco, isn't it?
No, San Francisco is not part of that.
They're not in the top five?
No.
San Francisco's not in the top five.
Mm-mm. That's interesting.
Very interesting.
That's intriguing.
Once you start to put the tight end in.
Whose list is this? Who did this?
NFL.com.
NFL.com?
Oh, okay. Bucky Brooks.
Is this Maurice Jones-Drew?
Oh, this is Bucky?
This is Bucky.
You got respect for Buck.
I do like Bucky.
Who's probably at the Star in Frisco when he put this list together?
Might have been.
Is he going to go Dolphins somewhere in there?
Dolphins number one.
Be. Yeah,
okay. Dolphins number one with Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, and now they've added Odell Beckham Jr.
Hmm. But, I mean, the tight end position there is still a little
well,
bit.
Well, I mean, tight end, it's not, I mean, if you don't have a great tight end, but you've got three great receivers, that's okay. Some of these teams will be on here because he does believe that they have a tight end that factors into this.
Okay, gotcha. So gotcha. Like, and they do have Jonnu Smith. I guess he's
is he gonna
serviceable.
Throw Philadelphia in there?
Philadelphia number two, A.J. Brown, yeah. Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert.
Is he going to throw the Detroit Lions in there?
Lions are not in there. There are two NFC teams, one AFC team. The one AFC team made a big trade. And we do like their weapons.
Oh, we have an AFC team that made a big trade. That was the Texans.
Yep.
Yeah.
Stephon Diggs, Nico Collins. Mm-hmm. They have Dalton Schultz. And then they do have Tank Dell as well coming off injury. He was awesome.
He didn't put Green Bay in there, did he?
No, the other two are kind of a surprise.
Okay. Surprise, like big surprise, like the Commanders?
Well,
not that huge.
Not the
not
Commanders.
That surprising.
Not the Commanders. Not that surprising.
Chicago Bears?
Yes, the Bears
yeah,
are
the
number
Bears,
four.
That's interesting.
DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Rome Odunze. And then they got Cole Kmet, who I do think is a sleeper as a tight end that can emerge.
Rams.
But number five, they've just got three really good receivers.
The Seahawks?
The Seahawks.
Okay.
Jackson Smith and Jigba, Tyler Lockett, DK Metcalf. So he's got them as your top five pass-catching groups going into the season.
Cowboys obviously sitting at number six.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Outside looking.
Probably Niners. But I thought like that.
There was a lot of hair splitting there between five and six.
It was tough.
It was neck and neck.
CeeDee Lamb, Brandon, and Jake Ferguson, Brandon Cooks. I mean, that's a pretty lethal group right there. Let's go around
Jalen
the rim.
Jalen Tolbert.
Around the rim, shall we?
Kevontae Turpin and stuff. I mean, you're excited about Flournoy. You got a lot of good things to say about
Flournoy. Hey, Flournoy can play now.
A lot of potential there with Flournoy. All right, let's get you a little around the rim session. Don't forget about this Klay Thompson super skill, okay? And the King continues to win next year in the nation. All right, about to hit you with a rim sesh here. Don't forget about this Klay Thompson super skill. But I am curious if you guys are familiar with how much hot dog consuming we do as a country on just this one day that is July 4th. Do you guys, what would be your guess on the total amount of hot dogs consumed in just individual dogs? Is it 100,000 hot dogs? Is it 500,000 hot dogs? Maybe even a million hot dogs?
You
for
guys
the entire country for July 4th only, how many hot dogs? What's your guess, Lucius? We can start the bidding.
100 million hot dogs.
100 million hot dogs. Can anybody go higher than 100 million hot dogs? Anybody got what it takes? This is for the entire country. One day. One holiday.
You guys consumed eight. Today.
Just today.
And that
just
was,
today.
That was nothing.
I mean, Joey Jaws by himself would do 70 to 80.
Yeah, you got to factor that in. You have to factor in. I mean, think about how many hot dog eating contests, because the Nathan's one is obviously the cream of the crop. That's the top tier eating competitors.
What are we doing the at home hot dog eating contests?
How many backyard hot dog eating contests are we doing? How many local 4th of July festival, small town hot dog eating contests are we doing? Somebody's walking around a small city right now, small town, feeling like the Joey Jaws of his hometown because he's punching home 30 dogs or whatever.
I'm going to say Lucius is right on this.
Okay, so you're just going to copy Lucius's?
No, I'm going to say he's the 100 million. I think that's the right number, but I'm going to go over that.
You'll go 101 million?
I would just go, let's go.
Go for 200, man.
No.
I'm going 250 million.
I'm
going
to go 115 million.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the right thing there. 150 million hot dogs get consumed by Americans on July 4th every single year.
There you go.
That's enough hot dogs to stretch from Washington, D.C. to Los Angeles, California.
Oof.
Five times.
Wow.
If you went link
Ass
to
cap,
link.
I don't believe them. Show me.
If you,
yeah.
Lay it out.
Go ahead and lay those wieners
out. Lay it out.
If you, I mean, think about that, dude. Five times. That's the amount of hot dogs that are being consumed here. You could just lay out. They could make the D.C. to L.A. trip five times.
And what type of hot dogs are we talking here? Some of them are longer, some of them are shorter, some of them are fatter.
I think they're averaging. I think they do some sort of like hot dog wiener size average.
Okay.
And that's how they calculated here. So there's probably some give or take elements to this. I think the average size, I hope, is like four.
I would say six.
I was hoping,
hoping it was like four.
Like the five range.
He said I was hoping.
You telling me it's not four?
Come on. That's the average, right?
That's actually a good question. I'm going to do some research on this. I've never pulled out the ruler for the hot dog wiener at the cookout.
Like, what's the average?
There are some that are like they're different types. They call bun size. And then, like,
well, and the way that they sell the hot dogs and buns is also a pain in the ass.
I put them together.
Okay. On the first point, the extensive research, 4.8 inches, but
it grows to six.
Regular hot dogs are 6 inches in length.
They plump up.
Regular hot dogs are.
Give me a second. Don't stare at me either. Yeah, you make me nervous.
I'm a grower, not a shower, damn it. Look away.
Yeah, 6 inches for the regular dog, so I'm assuming they're going on a 6-inch basis there, and you could go from D.C. to L.A. on the 4th of July 5 times in hot dog length, and that's what we're all putting into our bodies. And then imagine the – is July 5th the most plumbing call? I mean, I guess it's probably the Black Friday. The plumbing calls. But I think July 5th is probably bringing it strong.
Yeah.
Holy smokes. All right, on that note, let's go ahead. It's, 6 inches brought us.
It says it's 2,294 miles from D.C. to L.A.
Yeah.
So five
that's
times
been proven
on that?
Time and time again.
Yeah. Wow.
That's weed. That's weed.
I saw that video, by the way, yesterday. Somebody tweeted
it out. Oh, yeah, it was amazing.
I have not seen the video in forever.
Dry
it was
snitching,
so
bro.
So great.
Straight up snitching.
Poor Newey had to send out like an apology of sorts. Yeah. Like, hey, man, I was just having a good time there. Wasn't trying to get the – because I guess he brought the police officer started getting in on the mix there in that moment.
He pointed right at him, right over there.
Gosh, that's
people
good.
Smoking weed.
Brian's trying to fact check this.
No, 2,669 miles is what it is.
No, 972. The hot dogs and the buns, not the length of them, but the way that they sell them, it's just, it's never the same quantity, right? One's more than the other. They need to get the same amount of hot dogs and buns.
That's game.
Oh, you're talking
they
about.
They need to find a way to pair
it. Oh, no, I bought today. I bought 8 hot dogs, 8 buns.
Oh.
They don't sell them like that.
They don't sell it. Okay.
I bought them.
I'm calling cap on you.
I bought them. I did them today.
I don't know what kind of hot dogs you bought.
Nathan.
Nathan's is selling 8 packs now?
Yeah.
And you got exactly 8 buns?
Yeah.
Well, you're one of a kind, man.
Yeah. No, I think they're listening to your plea.
Maybe they finally fixed it.
Seriously, I went 8.
Because I've been boycotting purchasing these. I just have somebody else do them because I get so ticked off.
Yeah.
Like I got 2 more buns here. I don't want to do this. What am I supposed to do?
What's wrong?
Yeah, I love that Walchuk's watchdogging your hot dogging.
Yeah, like I only made him like 3 hours ago.
Hey, dude.
Oh no, you're
in the room. I don't believe it.
Can we freaking cut the lights out? Okay.
I've been waiting.
Put the kids to bed for that afternoon snoozer because on July 3rd, the G-Bag Nation's got to go all 56 inches around that rim.
Rain dance.
You've been really shaky today in your segments, by the way. Hot dog talk.
Well, who doesn't love a good hot dog?
And then Wolchuk.
What was my other segment?
Damn it.
What was my other segment? I did hot dogs then earlier. Do you remember what my segment was earlier? Do you remember it?
We look at the score sheet here.
Yeah, 10 packs of buns.
It's not gonna.
You did the 220.
The Nick Cannons.
Yeah.
The Nick Cannons.
The 220.
Nick's Cannons.
He insured his nuts.
He sure did. For $10 million, too. That's some I'm hubris you. About
is
your
that
own
a real
testicles.
Story?
Yeah. People are alleging I'm being ball sacked, but
probably
I'm not.
Probably not.
Stand on him, bro.
Eric,
I will stand
Eric
on
will make
Nick
up some
Cannons
ass every once in a while.
Insured testicles. I will stand on those. Yeah.
Trying to fool us with that slick back hair today.
It's always a special occasion
when
we get to shout out multiple people for doing awesome things.
Oh, okay.
And the first thing we're going to do is shout out Clay Thompson. One thing that I know I have been remiss on, and I don't know if you guys mentioned it, maybe it's a throwaway, but I think for this team it's really not a throwaway. Clay Thompson being the elite of the elite, cream of the crop, paired with Kyrie, who's generally the same way, at the free throw line.
Oh,
maybe, possibly it could be contagious for Luka. Like maybe Clay can give some free throw attempt pointers to Luka here over the course of the offseason.
Maybe
something.
He can. Maybe
Clay
he
Thompson
can.
Led the entire NBA in free throw percentage last year, 92.7 from the stripe. And, of course, the Mavericks in the playoffs
wow.
dead balls last in free throw percentage. So I know it's not the biggest, like, hugest thing in the world, but that aspect of Klay is a nice added thing to have. Just a knockdown, surefire, in a clutch moment, have a guy that can take a game home for you. So appreciate that from Klay. That's something that I had not mentioned over the course of this last few days since we've acquired him. But that's it. That's an added skill.
Free throws are important, no doubt.
Especially when you're talking about the hair splitting of trying to become a champion. Like, you're not just, hey, we're hoping to be a good team here. Like, we're trying to get to the pinnacle, man. We're trying to get to the top. And sometimes you're just an inch away from that top. Klay Thompson maybe put you over that inch. It's very exciting.
Got to claw with your fingernails for that inch.
I just realized that Bronny James is making less money with the Lakers than he did at USC.
Okay, really? Because I was just about to talk about that, and it's actually pretty incredible what he is, whatever he's able to have happen for himself here. His dad is I mean, this setup is just beautiful. I mean, it really is, because Bronny just signed a four-year, $7.9 million deal.
Yeah.
4 years, 7.9, team option for that fourth season. But that's a guaranteed rookie contract for the number 55 pick. Can you guess what the contract looked like for last year's 55th overall pick? No, you can't. Because
nobody knows.
It's a two-way contract, not a guarantee, and it was worth $560,000.
But he earned it, man. Just ask J.J. Redick. He earned it.
Well,
why are you being a hater over there?
I'm not.
Hey, he's not hating as much as Rob Parker is. Rob Parker is calling this Bronny selection by the Lakers as the single worst draft pick in sports history. And I think that...
Bronny's going to carve himself out of 10-year career as a really good defender.
We made a few bad ones with the Cowboys. I think Rob needs to go back and check some of that early 2000 work from the Cowboys.
Yeah, we'll just give him Broadus' drafting rap sheet
Whatever.
And say, look at this.
Rob, look at these picks. Come on, man.
Rob.
Don't be going after Bronny. Go after some of the crap we pulled.
I can't believe they still put Rob Parker on TV.
Yeah, that might have been a podcast thing. I don't know.
Him and Whitlock, man.
Yeah, he says, I think this is the worst decision that's ever happened in professional sports. So he's not even limiting it to draft decision. He's saying Rob Parker on drafting Bronny James as the Lakers, he thinks it's the worst decision that's ever happened in professional sports.
He could end up being a good player.
I'm sure he's happy for Bronny that he just got the fatty, fatty boomba from a second-round pick standpoint. Hey, this is pretty insane. The WNBA All-Star voting... Did you see this?
She crushed him.
Dude, well, not, yes,
she Caitlin crushed, Clark. She crushed all of them. Who's ever been voting? She crushed them all together.
Just all of them did, because just the year-over-year turnover, like last year, Asia Wilson, she led the sport in all-star votes with just under 100,000.
Right.
This year, Asia Wilson's third in the all-star voting. She's got over 600,000 votes.
Yeah.
The amount of people voting and caring about this is ridiculous in terms of the jump from, you didn't even have anybody reaching 100,000 votes individually last year for the All-Star. And now Caitlin Clark leads it with over 700,000 votes.
That's wild.
I mean, the top five for this is Aaliyah Boston, over 600,000. Asia Wilson, over 600,000.
Got a lot more crowd.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, my gosh, yes. The crowd,
People care.
Yeah, people care. And Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese have been named WNBA All-Stars. So it's actually the first time since 2014 that two rookies are All-Stars in the same season. So the rookies are bringing it strong. But I thought that was pretty interesting right there, man. Year over year, people caring about this sport. There it is. That's your Rim Sesh for the day. Coming up next, we go into the Chuck Wagon featuring Something Stuck in a Hockey Ear. And the ESPYs, and some young basketball phenoms as well. You need to know about them next year in the nation.
But all right, have you ever gotten something stuck in your ear and you didn't know about it or what the hell was going on? And then you realize, I'm in pain. Maybe I should get this checked out. 877-881-1053. Let's enter the Chuck Wagon.
You said stuck in just the ear. That's all we're talking about
here? Just the ear. I mean, if you've got another area that maybe it was stuck in, go ahead and include that as well.
Okay,
segment brought to you by Franklin Frankel. And the G-Bag Nation is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. P.K. Subban, who has been on ESPN, former NHL hockey player.
He's a hockeying dude.
Many, many years. 13 seasons in the NHL before he joined ESPN. He signed a three-year deal with them after he retired. And he jumped on Pat McAfee and a variety of different shows.
A lot of times.
But according to a video that he posted yesterday, he found himself dealing with some lingering ear pain in the wake of the Game 7 Stanley Cup Final between Edmonton and Florida that he worked.
Ear pain in the wake of? Like, what could have possibly happened to you in the wake of calling a game now. Like, obviously, the game was
like
so
a week
intense.
Removed.
You had, yeah, like
hotel room.
Why in the
crawled in there?
Makes no sense.
Is that what's going to happen?
Tell me that. Here's PK Subban letting us know what led to this eardrum issue.
Since game 7, take my earpiece out. Ooh. Ears throbbing me a little bit foggy. Every day that goes by, I'm like, man, like my ears sore. Like, do I get an ear infection? Like, what the hell? So I just ignore it. 6 games go by, my ears aching me like crazy. Have the doctor come over, check my ear. He's like, dude, there's something in your ear. This has been in my ear. This is the part of my earpiece from game 7.
Oh, jeez.
This has been in my ear for 8 days. He just pulled it out. How deep was that in my ear?
Very deep, just against the eardrum.
The most excruciating pain. You guys wonder why I don't, you know, can't listen properly. It's because I got earpieces in my eardrum.
So part of his is earpiece.
Yes.
Like the rubber part.
Yes. Got lodged, pushed down and lodged deep in the ear by the eardrum. He had to have a doctor remove it.
Wow.
And I guess, you know, pain immediately alleviated. But my God.
Oh, having a foreign object in your body and in any way just
seems
insane.
You're seeing anybody pull a bug out of
your brain.
I've seen some of those, and that is disgusting.
But for him, I mean, this just goes back to the... I mean, we found out once again, as we do every year around this time, like hockey guys just party better than us.
Oh yeah.
But they're also it's just another like story number 1 million of just how much tougher they are. 6 days of having something in your ear,
like dealing
excruciating
with it.
That's on your, just like trying to hide from it. Just like, no, this pain's
away.
Not here. There's not a foreign object that's trying to get into my brain right now.
We're all
I'm
stubborn.
Fine.
We're all stubborn about that. There's stuff that goes on. You're like, it'll go away. Foot pain, like that whole thing I was doing with gout and all that stuff.
I think ear pain.
Yeah, but you did something about that.
I know. After like I it was so painful, I couldn't even stand it. But I thought it'll go away. It'll go away. It never did. That and the bunion.
You haven't complained about either one of those things in a while.
I know, I'm taking medicine for that.
Well, there you go.
But
okay.
See, but there was a time when I didn't. There was a time when I'm like, it'll go away.
You were too damn stubborn.
I'll tough it out. It'll be fine.
Dealt with the pain.
You know, it won't be a problem. And then it became a real problem.
Mm.
Can't even put on your shoe. Sock.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
There were some times leaving AT&T Stadium, like, I really wish I could carry you right now.
Yeah.
You looked in real bad.
What was worse again? Was the gout more painful or the bunion?
The bunion was bad.
The most painful.
Because that the bunion is that bone.
That bone.
That bone is angled out the way out there. And as soon as you touch it, it just, the pain shoots up the side of your body.
Oof.
I mean, every time I bumped into something with it, or I took a step.
Oh my gosh, if you stubbed that toe.
Oh my gosh, it's game over. I'm out.
There were times where thing, I almost wanted to cry. Like, I believe it. Please go away.
Yeah. 214 had a fly get jammed in my ear once.
Yeah, there you go.
A fly got jammed?
A fly.
Yeah. How? I mean, is that you jamming it with your own finger?
I don't know.
Trying to get it and you push it in?
940, my 8-year-old got a bead stuck in her ear that she put in there, didn't tell me, thought it was a bug, so 7 hours in the ER, and 1K later, it was removed.
A bead?
A bead.
I had a bead.
A Joel Embiid?
I got beads.
Maybe a Joel Embiid.
I pushed a bead or two into my nose whenever I was a kid, too.
Just
like, you know, when you have those little things, you're like doing crafts or whatever, you're making some bracelets
beads,
or whatever. Yeah. And it got lodged into my nose so far that they had to go ER style to pull it out.
Speaking of paint, you ever step on a Lego?
Yes, dude. Worst. Yes. I step on stuff. My whole house with these kids is just a landmine, booby trap, nightmare.
That's rough.
I'll tell you what, stepping on just a piece of, I know it's weird because I'm not saying like a vertical piece, but like just a piece of chalk that's laying.
Just a horizontal one.
Step on a piece of chalk and come back. And
you just drop to one knee?
Oh my gosh.
Just...
the amount of stuff, or the stuff you slip, like they had these magnet, those magnet tiles that you build blocks and stuff with,
yes.
And they're super slippery on our floor that's not carpet, and so I have eaten it slipping on one of those things. I mean, it is like hazardous,
like,
dude.
Laying on your back.
Oh, yes, man. Laying on my back style,
and you're already injured back.
Yeah, I got back issues already.
Mm.
Kids aren't helping with that.
Do you just laugh, or do you cry?
You cry is what you do.
What do you do?
Or you laugh until you cry.
You're so upset that you just kind of laugh at it.
You
know it's funny. Yeah, it is funny, but it just depends on how painful it is at the same time.
Well, if you hit the back of your head like I did, I passed out in that neighborhood and I was walking.
And that's terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Blacked out in the street like a hot 103 degree day, and I'm walking, walking, walking. All of a sudden, I'm like, uh-oh. It was like that mascot. my body, I just,
you just went limp.
I just blacked out. Next thing I'm laying in the street.
Did you fall forward? Did you go face first into the...
My back and my head hit the concrete.
Oh, so you went back.
I spun. I went, oh no. I spun going to my left.
You hit that B button.
Gosh. And then I just fell on my back and my back and my head hit the concrete. And then I woke up and I was like laying in the middle of a street.
Oof.
I mean, somebody could have just run by and just like I thought it was a squirrel out there and just run over
some
me.
Of these texts. 214 oh moth gosh. Flew into my ear in college. You
yeah,
could hear
moth.
It fluttering around in yeah. there for an entire day
oh.
before I got it removed.
Oh,
how about a roach?
No.
Oh, a roach would be terrifying. Yeah. At 469, accidentally swallowed a bee in a straw. It instantly stung me. That sounds bad.
A bee?
Shout out to you, IndyCar.
I've never had anything like this, but the water when you go swimming,
yes.
and it gets stuck in there for a long time. And you're trying to lay into the this way, you know, so sort of drain out or something. It never does.
Never
you
does.
Go get the stuff that lights, like you light a fire next to you or something ridiculous like that.
Yep.
There's all types of things and it never comes out. But when it does, it's amazing, bro. Yeah.
That is the best feeling in the world.
The syringe.
That
I use
warm
the syringe.
Water
it
leaks out of your ear.
It's amazing.
Oh, man. I've had, what's the long as you've gone, Lucius, I think I've gone weeks.
Yeah, I feel like I've been a week maybe
oh,
or so. Yeah,
man, it's
with
yeah.
death in your ear?
With water in my ear.
I just
became susceptible.
And you went with it?
Well, you're trying
yeah, no
to get it out, but like...
Well, how about like a... They had these syringe things you could it, pop in there, like the big baby, like they clean babies' noses?
Well, they used it to clear
yeah.
earwax,
oh, yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm. I mean, I've done it all, and yeah. it's still in there. But, it's just decides one day,
it's ready to leave, yeah.
Man,
chew gum.
A lot of text rolling through.
Brought us chew gum, you idiots.
Chew gum, it'll be pop fine. It, yeah, it's pop, out
yeah, I mean, on an airplane, that'll work. Accidentally swallowed a bee in a straw. We read that one. Man, this one.
I think bee in a straw, I'm calling cap.
You don't think that's true?
I'm calling cap. I need more details on that, please.
My little sister got a piece of corn stuck up her nose for about 6 hours, and we had to rush her to the emergency room okay. to have it pulled out.
I'm sorry, I'm not yeah. laughing at you. The corn up the nose sounds funny.
The nose
it does,
is.
Right? I mean, you'd think you'd be able to blow the piece of corn out of your
oh yeah faux shiz faux shiz
that's what Brad is calling cap
oh yeah
oh yeah faux shiz faux shiz
I am calling cap.
I'm gonna tell Brad to chew on some gum next time he's complaining yeah. about that bunion.
Yeah,
a lot of people are getting
LLJ Cool J
stuck in their nose.
You heard me call out Nathaniel Lowe yesterday. I said a little cap to him.
You did. You
yeah,
did
that
say
was
cap.
That's true.
You did
yeah.
say I'm calling cap on that.
Yeah. Ooh, they're saying Lucius use hydrogen peroxide to get
there
some,
you go.
Some
yeah, I tried
stuff
that too, man.
Yeah, you tried that too.
Yeah, it was a hell of a week.
So you just go around deaf in your
yeah,
right ear.
It's really miserable, man.
Now you go around panicking.
Oh, do you?
Yeah,
you're ever not going to hear again.
Yeah.
I've had it happen to me from the shower, dude. I've had water get in my ear from the shower, and I'm walking around for 3 days,
terrible.
And I can't even hear. That's something that's like, I guess it kind of, because my mom, we would always go to the beach or whatever, and my mom would have to wear earplugs. She was like, I'm so nervous about getting water in my ear.
Well,
and then I got like, after high school, it was like something flipped in my ears,
now you're
and now
wearing
all of a sudden,
them.
Now I'm wearing
There we
them.
Go. Now here's Eric at the pool. He's got the earplugs in.
What else you got?
Lord.
Holding his nose when he goes underwater.
Yeah. A man is cheating his rear off
you
in Marco
barely
Polo.
Swim, this poor guy.
Eyes open.
My gosh.
Yeah. I
the
actually
kid
have,
with the earplugs. He's have, cheating again.
I do have some pool fear putting my head completely under because.
Is it because all your hair at that time?
No, I don't know if it was a hair. Maybe we'll
it
see.
It might have been the hair.
I've been susceptible
maybe it'll be better
for
now.
About a decade now.
Okay. 469 followed
your
up.
Mom?
The bee crawled into my straw. I slurped him up. He stung the roof of my mouth.
Okay. So, you're having a drink.
Me.
Bee goes into the drink
yeah.
and
the
you
straw.
Slurp him up.
You don't know that it's in there?
I'm just kind of thinking a bee is a little bit bigger than a normal everyday straw.
Mm. 817, I'm a nurse. You can put rubbing alcohol in your ear canal to dry out the water in your ear.
Yeah,
dry it up.
Yeah,
clowns.
Thanks, nurse.
I appreciate
we tried
that.
It all.
Thanks, Nick Nurse.
Everything they had. The whole arsenal.
It didn't damn work. Okay?
It came out with a decided.
It didn't work.
How many of the Googles did you try?
Gosh.
Everything.
We went through a whole top 10 list, damn it.
Jump on your right foot and push.
You name it, we did it.
I burned a cone in my ear with fire. And you just hear it burning.
I did that once too.
Yeah, man.
What do you got going there, Bob Marley? What are you doing over there?
I smoke it out, man.
He's got incense burners in his
to say.
Burning
so
sage in his brain.
People are getting things stuck in their nose. It is crazy.
Yeah, it's a problem.
I do think the bumblebee slurper straw, maybe he was doing like one of those boba things. Those straws are huge.
Oh, okay.
All right, well then.
Out on those.
A McDonald's straw is huge.
Very thick. But for a bee? We need to do an experiment on that then.
Mythbuster?
All right, you, yes. Go, you go ahead. Can you slurp up a bee?
Yes.
All right. You go ahead,
I mean,
do
no,
that.
I'm saying that the straw is not big enough for the bee.
Man, we got a 6'6", 275-pound basketball player who's 12 years old.
What?
His name's Jacob Carter.
Yeah. Dude, there's a girl that's like the same size.
6'6", 275 at 12 years old.
What are you doing?
I'm telling you, watch this. I'll find it.
Watch this.
What about a girl at Iowa State that had the mask on?
Oregon State.
Oregon State.
Rowdy Beers.
Madison Beers.
Yeah. Zhang Zhu. This girl is 7'3".
Oh, I saw
She's
highlights.
17 years old. She scored 55.
Okay, I saw highlights.
This is a 6'6", 275-pound 12-year-old. His name's Jacob Carter. He's playing on Rajon Rondo's elite
Watch
team.
Watch out for the big girl. Watch out for the big girl.
Calling her the female Yao Ming.
She sounds like it.
Zhang Zhu.
But my gosh, we're going to be hearing about this kid in a couple of years.
How old is he again? 12 and he's 6'6"?
How are you 6'6", 275 at 12 years old? He looks like a grown man out here playing with little kids.
Yeah, talk to me about the body composition here. Because 275 can look a lot of different ways.
I mean, he definitely looks like he's got room to fill out.
So he's thin? A thin 275?
I wouldn't say it's a thin 275.
Got a little baby chub on
him? He could add some muscle. Yeah, absolutely.
He could add some muscle.
He could add some muscle.
I got you.
And then we've got the tallest college player, Florida freshman. He's 7'9".
Yeah, I've seen this guy.
I bet he's slow-footed.
He looks skill.
That's insane.
He looks like he's got some skill.
7'9", how do you even move? Yeah. That's unbelievable.
He's got some skill.
All right. Love you, 903. You guys are the best. And all the texts that came in. Man, I'm sorry you guys are getting some stuff.
We're going to have to do the thing with the bee and the straw.
Stuck up your nose. All right,
we'll do the McDonald's straw.
Yeah, go ahead and find the bee. I don't want to do anything
with
the bee.
We'll put a bee in a shake.
It shouldn't be a bee, though. It should be, because bees, we need bees. Like, it should be
How
like
about
a wasp.
A jelly bean?
It should be like a wasp or a hornet or something.
Mm. You think a jelly bean's the same size as a bee?
No, I don't. I think a bee is bigger than a jelly bean.
Well, then.
There I said it.
Might prove my point.
I don't know. That's a good question. We can figure that out. Let's do some college football.
Not a good question.
How should these teams fare in their new conferences? The preseason all Big 12. And do you like McAfee on game day? That's next on The Fan. All right, have you ever gotten something stuck in your ear and you didn't know about it or what the hell was going on? And then you realize, I'm in pain. Maybe I should get this checked out. 877-881-1053. Let's enter the Chuck Wagon.
You said stuck in just the ear. That's all we're talking about
just
here?
Just the ear. I mean, if you've got another area that maybe it was stuck in, go ahead and include that as well.
Okay,
segment brought to you by Frankel & Frankel. And the G-Bag Nation is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. P.K. Subban, who has been on ESPN, former NHL hockey player.
He's a hockeyan dude.
Many, many years, 13 seasons in the NHL before he joined ESPN. He signed a 3-year deal with them after he retired. And he jumped on Pat McAfee in a variety of different shows.
A lot of times.
But according to a video that he posted yesterday, he found himself dealing with some lingering ear pain in the wake of the Game 7. Stanley Cup final between Edmonton and Florida that he worked.
Ear pain in the wake of? Like, what could have possibly happened to you in the wake of calling a game now? Like, obviously the game was
like
so
a week
intense.
Removed.
You had, yeah, like...
Hotel room.
Why in the...
crawled in there.
Makes no sense.
Is that what's going to happen? Tell me that?
Here's PK Subban letting us know what led to this eardrum issue.
Since Game 7, take my earpiece out. Ooh. Ears throbbing me a little bit foggy. Every day that goes by, I'm like, man, like my ears sore. Like, do I get an ear infection? Like, what the hell? So I just ignore it. I ignore it. 6 days go by, my ears aching me like crazy. Have the doctor come over, check my ear. He's like, dude, there's something in your ear. This has been in my ear. This is the part of my earpiece from Game 7.
Oh, jeez.
This has been in my ear for 8 days. He just pulled it out. How deep was that in my ear?
Very deep, just against the eardrum.
The most excruciating pain. You guys wonder why I don't, can't listen properly. It's because I got earpieces in my eardrum.
So part of his is earpiece.
Yes.
Like the rubber part?
Yes.
Got lodged,
pushed down and lodged deep in the ear by the eardrum. He had to have a doctor remove it.
Wow.
And I guess, pain immediately alleviated. But my God.
Oh, having a foreign object in your body and in any way just
You're
seems
seeing anybody
insane.
Pull
but like
a bug out of their
to your
yes,
brain.
I've seen some
I have
of those
seen videos,
and that is
that's
disgusting.
Crazy. But for him, I mean, this just goes back to the I mean, we found out once again, as we do every year around this time, like hockey guys just party better than us.
Oh yeah.
But they're also, it's just another like story number 1 million of just how much tougher they are. 6 days of having something in your ear, like dealing excruciating with it. Just like trying to hide from it. Just like, no, this pain's away. Not here. There's not a foreign object that's trying to get into my brain right now.
We're all stubborn. We're all stubborn about that. There's stuff that goes on. You're like, it'll go away. Foot pain, like that whole thing I was doing with gout and all that stuff.
I think ear pain.
Yeah, but you did something about that.
After like I it was so painful, I couldn't even stand it. But I thought it'll go away. It never did. That and the bunion.
You haven't complained about either one of those things in a while.
I know, I'm taking medicine for that.
Well, there you go.
Okay. But there was a time when I didn't. There was a time when I'm like, it'll go away.
You were too damn stubborn.
I'll tough it out. It'll be fine.
Dealt with the pain.
You know, it won't be a problem. And then it became a real problem.
Mm.
Can't even put on your shoe. Sock.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
There were some times leaving AT&T Stadium, like, I really wish I could carry you right now.
Yeah.
You looked in real bad.
What was worse again? Was the gout more painful or the bunion?
The bunion was bad.
The most painful.
Because that the bunion is that bone. That bone is angled out the way out there. And as soon as you touch it, the pain shoots up the side of your body.
Oof.
I mean, every time I bumped into something with it, or I took a step.
Oh my gosh, if you stubbed that toe.
Oh my gosh, it's game over. I'm out.
There were times where thing, I almost wanted to cry. Like, I believe it. Please go away.
Yeah. 214 had a fly get jammed in my ear once.
Yeah, there you go.
A fly got jammed?
A fly.
Yeah. How? I mean, is that you jamming it with your own finger, trying to get it, and you push it in?
940, my 8-year-old got a bead stuck in her ear that she put in there, didn't tell me, thought it was a bug, so 7 hours in the ER, and 1K later, it was removed.
A bead?
A bead.
I had a bead.
A Jolin bead?
I got beads.
Maybe a Jolin bead.
I pushed a bead or two into my nose whenever I was a kid, too.
Just
like, you know, when you have those little things, you're like doing crafts or whatever, you're making some bracelets beads, or whatever. Man. Yeah. And it got lodged into my nose so far that they had to go ER style to pull it out.
Speaking of paint, you ever step on a Lego?
Yes, dude. Worst. Yes. I step on stuff. My whole house with these kids is just a landmine, booby trap, nightmare.
That's rough.
I'll tell you what, stepping on just a piece of, I know it's weird because I'm not saying like a vertical piece, but like just a piece of chalk that's laying.
Just a horizontal one.
Step on a piece of chalk and come back. And
you just drop to one knee?
Oh my gosh.
It's just
the amount of stuff. Or the stuff you slip, like they have these magnet, those magnet tiles that you build blocks and stuff with,
yes.
And they're super slippery on our floor that's not carpet, and so I have eaten it slipping on one of those things. I mean, it is like hazardous.
Like,
dude.
Laying on your back?
Oh, yes, man. Laying on my back style.
And you're already injured back.
Yeah, I got back issues already.
Mm.
Kids aren't helping with that.
Do you just laugh or do you cry?
You cry is what you do.
What do you do?
I mean, you laugh until you cry.
You're so upset that you just kind of laugh at it.
Yeah,
you know it's funny. Yeah, it is funny, but it just depends on how painful it is at the same time.
Well, if you hit the back of your head like I did, I passed out in that neighborhood and I was walking.
And that's terrifying.
Blacked out in the street, like a hot 103 degree day, and I'm walking, all of a sudden I'm like, uh-oh, it was like that mascot. My body, I just went limp. I just blacked out. Next thing I'm laying in the street.
Did you fall forward? Did you go face first into the?
My back and my head hit the concrete.
Oh, so you went back.
I spun. I went, oh no. I spun going to my left.
You hit that B button.
Gosh. And then I just fell on my back and my back and my head hit the concrete. Then I woke up and I was like laying in the middle of a street.
Oof.
I mean, somebody could have just run by and just like I thought it was a squirrel out there and just run over
some
me.
Of these texts. 214, moth flew into my ear in college.
You could hear it
fluttering around in there for an entire day before I got it removed.
Oh,
how about a roach?
No.
Oh, a roach would be terrifying. At 469, accidentally swallowed a bee in a straw. It instantly stung me. That sounds bad.
Bee?
Shout out to you, IndyCar.
I've never had anything like this, but the water when you go swimming, and it gets stuck in there for a long time. And you're trying to, lay into the this way, you know, sort of drain out or something. It never does.
You
go get the stuff that lights, like you light a fire next to you or something ridiculous like that.
Yep.
There's all types of things and it never comes out. But when it does, it's amazing, bro. Yeah.
That is the best feeling in the world.
The syringe. I use
warm water leaking out of your ear.
It's amazing.
Man, I've had, what's the longest long as you've gone, Lucius. I think I've gone weeks.
Yeah, I feel like I've been a week maybe or so. Yeah,
man, it's
tragedy. Your ear?
With water in my ear. I've been susceptible.
And you went with it?
Well, you're trying to get it out, but like...
Well, how about like they had these syringe things you could pop in there, like the big baby, like they clean babies' noses?
Well, they used it to clear earwax,
too. Yeah. Mm. I mean, I've done it all, and it's still in there. But, it's just the size one day.
It's ready to leave,
Man.
Chew gum.
A lot of text rolling through.
Brought us. Chew gum, you idiot.
Chew gum. It'll be pop fine. It, yeah. It pops out.
Yeah, I mean, on an airplane, that'll work. Accidentally swallowed a bee in a straw. We read that one. Man, this one.
I think bee in a straw, I'm calling cap.
You don't think that's true?
I'm calling cap. I need more details on that, please.
My little sister got a piece of corn stuck up her nose for about 6 hours, and we had to rush her to the emergency room to have it pulled out.
I'm sorry, I'm not laughing at you. The corn up the nose sounds funny.
The nose
it
is.
Does, right? I mean, you'd think you'd be able to blow the piece of corn out of your
nose. Faux shiz.
That's what Brian is calling cap.
Faux shiz.
I am calling cap.
I'm going to tell Broadus to chew on some gum next time he's complaining about that bunion.
Yeah.
A lot of people are getting names. Stuck in their nose.
You heard me call out Nathaniel Lowe yesterday. I said a little cap to him.
You did. You
yeah,
did
that
say
was,
cap.
That's true.
You did
yeah.
say I'm calling cap on that. Yeah.
Ooh, they're saying, Lucius, use hydrogen peroxide to get some, of that stuff.
I've tried that too, man.
You've tried that too. Yeah,
it was a hell of a week.
So you just go around deaf in your right ear?
Yeah, it's really miserable, man.
Now you go around panicking.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, you're
like you're ever never going to hear again?
Yeah.
I've had it happen to me from the shower, dude. I've had water get in my ear from the shower, and I'm walking around for 3 days, terrible. And I can't even hear. That's something that's like, I guess it kind of, because my mom, we would always go to the beach or whatever, and my mom would have to wear earplugs. She was like, I'm so nervous about getting water in my ear.
Well,
and then I got like, after high school, it was like something flipped in my ears,
now you're
and now all
them.
Of a sudden, now I'm wearing
There we
them.
Go. Now here's Eric at the pool. He's got the earplugs in.
What else you got?
Lord.
Holding his nose when he goes underwater.
Yeah. A man is cheating his rear off
he
in Marco
barely
Polo.
Swim, this poor guy.
Eyes open.
My gosh.
Yeah. I do
the kid with the earplugs. He's cheating again.
I do have some pool fear putting my head completely under because.
Is it because all your hair that time?
No, I don't know if it was the hair. Maybe we'll
it
see.
It might have been the hair.
I've been susceptible
be
for
now.
About a decade now.
Okay. 469 followed
your
up.
Mom?
The bee crawled into my straw. I slurped him up. He stung the roof of my mouth.
Okay. So you're having a drink.
Me.
Bee goes into the drink and you slurp him up.
You don't know that it's in there?
I'm just kind of thinking a bee is a little bit bigger than a normal everyday straw.
Mm. 817, I'm a nurse. You can put rubbing alcohol in your ear canal to dry out the water in your ear.
Yeah,
dry it up.
Bunch of
clowns. Thanks, nurse. We tried
that.
It all.
Thanks, Nick Nurse.
Everything they had. The whole arsenal.
It didn't damn work. Okay?
It came out with a decided.
It didn't work.
How many of the Googles did you try?
Gosh.
Everything.
We went through a whole top 10 list, damn it.
Jump on your right foot and push.
You name it, we did it.
I burned a cone in my ear with fire. And you just hear it burning.
I did that once, too.
Yeah, man.
What do you got going there, Bob Marley? What are you doing over there?
I smoke it out, man.
He's got incense burners in his burning sage.
So many people are getting things stuck in their nose. It is crazy.
Yeah, it's a problem.
I do think the bumblebee slurper straw, maybe he was doing like one of those boba things. Those straws are huge.
Oh, okay.
Add
on those.
A McDonald's straw is huge.
But for a bee? We need to do an experiment on that then.
Mythbuster?
All right, you go ahead.
Can you slurp up a bee?
Yes.
All right.
I'm saying that the straw is not big enough for the bee.
Man, we got a 6'6", 275-pound basketball player who's 12 years old.
What?
His name's Jacob Carter.
Yeah.
Dude, there's a girl that's like the same size.
6'6", 275 at 12 years old?
What are you doing?
I'm telling you. Watch this. I'll find it.
What
about a girl at Iowa State that had the mask on?
Oregon State.
Oregon
yeah.
State.
Rowdy Beers.
Rowdy Beers. Madison Beers.
Yeah.
Zhang Zhu. This girl is 7'3".
Oh, I saw
She's
highlights.
17 years old. She scored 55.
Okay, I saw highlights.
This is a 6'6", 275-pound 12-year-old. His name's Jacob Carter. He's playing on Rajon Rondo's elite
Watch
team.
Watch out for the big girl. Watch out for the big girl.
Calling her the female Yao Ming.
She sounds like it.
Zhang Zhu.
But my gosh, we're going to be hearing about this kid in a couple of years.
How old is he again? 12 and he's 6'6"?
How are you 6'6", 275 at 12 years old? He looks like a grown man out here playing with little kids.
Yeah, talk to me about the body composition here. Because 275 can look a lot of different ways.
I mean, he definitely looks like he's got room to fill out.
So he's thin? A thin 275?
It's not. I wouldn't say it's a thin 275.
Got a little baby chub on
there? He could add some muscle. Yeah, absolutely.
He could add some muscle.
He could add some muscle.
I got you.
And then we've got the tallest college player, Florida freshman. He's 7'9".
Yeah, I've seen this guy.
He looks, I bet he's slow-footed.
He looks skill.
That's
insane. He's got some skill.
7'9". How do you even move? Yeah. That's unbelievable.
He's got some skill.
All right. Love you, 903. You guys are the best. And all the texts that came in. Man, I'm sorry you guys are getting so much stuff.
We're going to have to do the thing with the B and the straw.
Stuck up your nose. All right, we can...
We'll do the McDonald's straw.
Yeah, go ahead and find the B. I don't want to do anything
with
the B. We'll
put a B in a shake.
It shouldn't be a bee, though. It should be, because bees, we need bees. Like, it should be
How
like
about a
wasp.
Jelly bean?
It should be like a wasp or a hornet or something.
Mm. You think a jelly bean's the same size
no.
as a bee?
No, I don't. I think a bee is bigger than a jelly bean.
Well, then.
There I said it.
Might prove my point.
I don't know. That's a good question. We can figure that out. Let's do some college football.
Not a good question.
How should these teams fare in their new conferences? The preseason, all Big 12. And do you like McAfee on game day? That's next on The Fan.